Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. With a planned summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just weeks away, Pyongyang is making a pair of threats that could derail the meeting.
First came the surprise announcement from state-run media that the North might scrap the summit because of joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea, annual drills Pyongyang insists are rehearsals for an invasion. That was followed hours later by a top North Korean official saying Pyongyang has no interest in being backed into a corner and forced to give up its nuclear weapons, saying that would make it reconsider whether to take part in the summit. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog says chlorine was released in Sarakeb, Syria in February of this year.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it used evidence, including the presence of two cylinders, which were determined as previously containing chlorine, witness testimony, environmental samples that demonstrated the unusual presence of chlorine in the local environment, and the number of patients at medical facilities shortly after the incident who showed signs and symptoms of exposure to chlorine and other toxic chemicals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Palestinian Foreign Ministry has recalled its ambassadors to four European countries to protest their participation in a party celebrating the opening of the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. The Palestinians said they consider the participation a grave violation of international law. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel reiterated her support of the 2015 nuclear arms agreement with Iran on Wednesday.
This agreement is anything but ideal, but according to all findings of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Iran is abiding by the commitments of this agreement. This agreement was unanimously endorsed by the United Nations Security Council, and therefore we do believe Great Britain, France, Germany, and with us the member states of the European Union, that it is not right to cancel this agreement in this situation now.
U.S. President Donald Trump announced last week that the United States would pull out of the 2015 accord. After 3 years in prison, Malaysian politician Anwar Ibrahim is now a free man after receiving a royal pardon. Anwar was convicted in 2015 on charges of corruption and sodomy.
We appeal because there was clear conspiracy to condemn me, assassinate my political character. And I praise to Allah because the king accepted this.
Newly elected Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad says he will run the government for 2 years before turning over the reins to Anwar. Anwar must first be re-elected to parliament before he can succeed Mahathir. Muslims around the globe are making final preparations for the holy month of Ramadan. VOA's Jess Custer has that story.
Saudi Arabia and other Muslim-majority nations like Egypt and Indonesia declared Ramadan would begin Thursday based on a moon-sighting methodology. Muslims follow a lunar calendar, and a moon-sighting methodology can lead to different countries declaring the start of Ramadan a day or two apart. Some mosques in the U.S. have already declared the start of fasting Wednesday, while others will begin Thursday. The Ramadan fast, in which food and even water is prohibited, is intended to bring the faithful closer to God and remind them of the less fortunate. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A new burst of ash and gas from the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island has prompted local officials to send out a text message warning residents that it could cause irritation to eyes and the respiratory system. U.S. Geological Survey scientist in charge, Michelle Coombs, says they're continuing to monitor the volcano closely in case of a major eruption.
It's probably going to be continuing to wax and wane over the foreseeable future. It's a very dynamic system, both down at the rift zone and then up at the summit. So we expect activity to get stronger and weaker, and we'll just keep watching and see what happens.
From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
News. It's VOA.